Hello, my friends, and welcome to Connecting the Body, Mind, and Spirit. I'm excited to have you here, and thank you for joining me on this journey, a journey that meets us at our core being, where passion meets meaning. I'm Lucy, and today our actions resonate with the deepest part of ourselves as we embark on an exploration of purpose, the spark that lights up our lives with direction and fulfillment each and every day. So, what is purpose? At its heart, purpose is the contribution we each are destined by God, by the universe, or by life to make in this world. It can be as simple as a smile each and every day, or as impactful as things that could be changing our communities, our families, and the world. It's a blend of our passions, our talents, and the impact that we wish to have. It's what gives life its depth, its colors, its meaning. Purpose goes beyond personal satisfaction, finance, or status. It's about being part of something greater than ourselves. It's about making a difference to someone or to the world. When we differentiate purpose from goals or careers, we understand that goals are the milestones we aim for, and careers are the professional paths we choose to earn a living for. In contrast, purpose touches the essence of who we are. It's about the reason we wake up every morning and the deep motivations driving our actions. While it may not always be feasible to earn a living directly from our purpose, we can infuse our professional lives with purpose by exploring our motivations and asking, why am I doing this? Purpose, when clearly defined and pursued at the right time, can indeed lead to fulfillment. It's crucial to understand that purpose is not necessarily linked to financial gain. However, engaging in work with genuine passion and purpose can naturally lead to financial success and recognition. Let me take a moment here to ask you, what do you value that guides your journey? Are you in pursuit of success as the world defines it, or are you on a quest to contribute something meaningful to you? The answer could lie in both, but this is a question I invite you to ponder as we navigate through today. Why is it so important to talk about purpose, you may ask? Well, the answer lies in understanding that without a clear definition, we might miss out on the benefits it offers. Perhaps many of you are already living a life full of purpose without realizing it. Awareness can help you appreciate what you have, fostering gratitude and reaping the benefits of it every day. So, let's define purpose and explore its benefits. Purpose brings enhanced mental and emotional health. Individuals with a clear sense of purpose tend to experience lower levels of stress and anxiety, and higher levels of happiness and satisfaction. Purpose provides a buffer against life's daily challenges or big problems that we can encounter. Improved physical health. A strong sense of purpose has been linked to better health outcomes, including a lower risk of heart disease and stroke. Elderly individuals with purpose tend to live longer as they wake up each morning with a reason to keep going, often for their families or a part they play in their community. Resilience. Purpose fosters resilience, enabling us to persevere through difficulties. Michael Jordan, Frida Kahlo, and Albert Einstein are prime examples of individuals who overcame rejection or hardships to fulfill their purpose. In a fantastic book that is an incredible read if you want to continue reading about purpose, Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl illustrates the power of purpose. surviving Nazi concentration camps, Frankl found that those with purpose, whether it was a task they needed to complete, someone they cared for, or finding dignity in suffering, had a higher chance of surviving this awful experience. Finding your purpose can be like searching for a needle in a haystack, yet it always begins within. Your purpose may evolve over time, but it's always something to which you naturally are drawn, something that brings a smile, something that brings peace to your heart and feels like a divine calling, where time just stops and you feel no rush to leave it. As you start seeking or realizing your purpose in life, there are four clear indications and ways to achieve them. One, make sure that your purpose is not about pleasing others. Pleasing others cannot be a sign of your true purpose. Purpose is found within your heart and calling, belonging to no one else. Two, be courageous. Sometimes seeking your purpose can be criticized, mocked, or not aligned with your current situation. It's crucial to have the courage to seek and find what brings purpose to your life. Three, work and study. Often our purpose requires extra effort. While purpose has a quality of being innate and using our innate qualities, it doesn't mean it will just be there ready for us to uncover without effort. Many times we do have to educate ourselves and work towards improving those gifts that we can offer to the world. Four, embrace discipline. Use discipline to push yourself in everything you do. Without discipline, fulfilling our purpose cannot happen. Purpose demands action every day to apply it to our lives. Finding and living with it involves internal reflection, courage, effort, and consistent discipline. It's a personal journey that is as rewarding as it is challenging. However, that drive, that passion that comes from that purpose within will help you push easily and with great desire to do all of these things. This distinction is beautifully encapsulated by one of my favorite books from Paulo Coelho, The Alchemist. When you want something, it seems like all the universe conspires in helping you to achieve it. This speaks to the profound and almost mystical nature of purpose. It's not merely a job we have to do or a goal that we have to check off our list. It's a calling. It's God's showing us little whispers of where we should be heading, resonating within us, urging us towards our true destiny. As you continue to ponder and think about purpose in your life, I'll leave you with a crucial challenge that might help you in this search. How you might enrich the lives around you, the things around you, or this world. Look at your strengths, values, desires, and passion, and what you can bring to the world. Discovering God's purpose in our lives often starts with the desires of our hearts. Reflect on the passions and talents that you have been given. Identifying your unique gifts and how they can be used for a higher purpose, a better community purpose, can reveal the direction God wishes you to take. Join me in closing with this beautiful prayer of Saint Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and that is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of purpose. May today's episode ignite a spark within you, a curiosity to resolve, or a recognition of your path to purpose. I love you. May you have an amazing week. I can't wait to hear from you. So please share and reach out to me whenever you need.